Thank you very much, Mr. President, and let me convey my delegation's sincere appreciation for the kind words and the fraternal greetings from the delegations that have spoken. Let me also thank those delegations for the various recommendations that they have made. I will respond to a number of them, and some of which I will not respond to will be responded to later on in detail at an appropriate time. Let me begin with the issue of the death penalty, which a number of delegations have mentioned. Let me say this. The death penalty under international law is not illegal. And for Papua New Guinea, the death penalty is part of our penal code. On the issue of a moratorium that has been proposed by a number of delegations, this is a sensitive issue, and as I may note here, under the UN Charter, each and every country has a sovereign right to make decisions in its own national interest. And in the context of Papua New Guinea, we have a law that prescribes death penalty as part and parcel of our judicial system. And until and unless the appropriate authority, which is the National Parliament of Papua New Guinea, decides based on the sentiments of Papua New Guineans, we still have in our penal code the death penalty. On the issue of ratifying a number of core human rights conventions and treaties, efforts have been made, as I noted in my remarks, as it relates to the Convention Against Torture. We are committed to making sure that we ratify this particular convention soon. On the issue as it relates to further strengthening efforts against gender-based violence, as I had said in my statement, the Family Protection Act now provides us with a strong basis to protect the victims of gender-based violence. And my government is strengthening efforts at both the national, provincial, and local levels to ensure that our citizens promote and protect women and girls from violence of any form. On the issue of the asylum seekers, which the distinguished delegate or the ambassador of Fiji has noted, indeed, the Papua New Guinea Supreme Court has made a ruling on that center in Manus where asylum seekers are processed. We are working with the government of Australia on appropriate arrangements in recognition of the Supreme Court decision in Papua New Guinea. On the issue of the issues raised by the distinguished delegation of the US on the efforts to strengthen work against trafficking of persons. As I have said, this is very much a work that we are working very vigorously now, not only within the national government, but we are also working closely with our development partners and, of course, with the US as well. And this is a work that has only commenced quite recently, and we are making every effort to make sure that the policy and the law that we have set in place is pursued in a strategic and effective way. On the issue of combating corruption and police abuses, as have been mentioned by a number of delegations, on the efforts to combat corruption, which I noted in my statement, we are in the process of enacting the domestic laws that is necessary to help us combat these issues. And it is before our parliament for endorsement. And every effort will be made to combat all forms of corruption in the country. On the issue of the establishment of a National Human Rights Commission, an independent National Human Rights Commission, which a number of delegations have recommended, including Egypt, Australia, New Zealand, Cuba, France, and others, let me say it very clearly. Papua New Guinea is now at a stage where we are ready to formalize the arrangements. Currently, it is before our government for consideration, and we have every intention and we have made a commitment to ensure that this independent national human rights body is established. For the other issues, as I said in my opening remark just a while ago, we will respond to them in a more detailed way later as we deal with the recommendations as a whole.